you're still young in your career, and one of those things where an opportunity comes along, you're a Norplant Community College alum, St. Pat's and everything, and going back home and everything, and you hate to leave here. You had some good years here, but it just kind of seemed like the time was right.
It was, you know, and timing's honestly never right. There never is a good time to leave, because you get invested into a place. You know, if I would have been here for, you know, 20 years, wouldn't have made it any easier or anything. I know it's four, and it doesn't sound like a long time, but it was, you know. And like I said, you know, John Olson and Kelly Rippon gave me my first start here, you know, and they took a chance on a 32-year-old coach that was, you know, going for his first head coaching job, and they gave me the experience, and they took a chance on me, and that's not forgotten. So our administration here at McCook has been great. The community has been great. And so it was a hard decision, you know, and it was probably the only spot that I would leave McCook for, and quite frankly, is the only spot that I would leave McCook for. And the only reason with that being, you know, it was home, you know, family still being there, having grown up there, played there, everything just checks a lot of boxes, you know, and there, like I said, there's never a great time, but the timing did feel right. And so obviously excited for the opportunity, sad to be leaving so many great people here at McCook, but excited for a new chapter in my life. And I'm a firm believer that God puts you in certain places when you're supposed to be there too. And so it just seemed like everything just kind of fell into place.
Coach Kevin O'Connor, we know him well. He's been up there. Gosh, he's been there for so long. So many years. But he resigned in the midway part of the year. Once again, I'm sure it was weird not have him on the sidelines. But he's kind of been, I'm sure you guys have been talking a little bit. I'm sure he's all behind this, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, Coach O'Connor has been not only a mentor to me in my coaching journey, but as close to a dad as anybody could really be. You know, Coach O'Connor has been in my life since I've been 6 years old. You know, his son Sean has been my best friend for a long time, and so have always been close to him. I don't think anybody can really replace a Coach O'Connor and replicate what he's done. You know, our biggest thing is to try and continue to build the tradition that he has done there. So it's, I know he's excited for his, you know, role as just the athletic director and faculty up there. I know that he's got a lot of stuff he still wants to do as an athletic director, so it'll be fun going back to kind of work for him. You know, I would be dumb not to pick his brain on some stuff, you know. I mean, guy that's, you know, going into the Junior College Hall of Fame, yeah, probably has done some stuff right, you know. So definitely piggyback on some ideas off him, and I'm excited to continue to learn from him and be able to see what, you know, what he has done in certain situations, and get, you know, still formulate my ideas as a young coach. I obviously don't have it all figured out yet either. So that's exciting, you know, to be able to take over for somebody that I call a father figure and a mentor like Coach, and to be able to kind of pick up that mantle and hopefully not drop it, you know, and continue to move forward.
I know, as you said, four good years here, and got a chance to know many players, you know, some coaches and staff and everything, and no question you're going to miss. You're going to still keep it. It's not like you're leaving and going to planet Earth or something like that. You're still going to be around.
It is. And, you know, all the text messages and all that stuff that I received from former players, from my time at Dakota Wesleyan to former players here at McCook and our current guys, it's been overwhelming. You know, it's a lot of emotions are ranging up right now. And like I said, there's no ever great time, you know, kind of, you know, when we kind of broke the news to the team, it wasn't an easy, you know, conversation with them. But at the same time, you know, they have their dreams and aspirations, and we want them to go conquer those. You know, I'm human as well, and I have my dreams and aspirations as well. And so we're still a family. I told them it's not like I'm dying. I'm not dead. You know what I mean? So I'm still around. If they need help with something, they know where to find me. And I think we have that trust and that relationship built up, where we'll still help them out, you know, as part of their journey along the way. And so it's just going to look a little bit different. And so I wish them the best, and I want the best for them. And it's never easy to leave and say goodbye. It's not really goodbye. It's see you later in a different capacity.
What's their team status look like? They lose a lot of guys, a lot of guys back. What's it look like for them?
You know, anytime you go through a coaching transition, especially at the junior college level, it looks a little bit different. So, you know, it's a thing where we're kind of in limbo right now. So trying to figure that out, trying to piece that together. You know, they did have some players there at the press conference the other night, which was nice to see and get to meet some of those guys. And so it's a deal to where we're all just kind of going to sit down and have a conversation and make sure that it works both ways. You know, that's been my biggest message to, you know, guys that we recruit here at McCook. We're very transparent. We're very honest with our guys. They know exactly where they're at in the program. Recruits that come in, there's never been like a shock as far as, well, I didn't know it was going to be like this. You know, I mean, everyone just has an understanding of where stuff is at. And so we've never had any issues because of that. And so that's my approach that we're taking North Platte. And I kind of told the guys that were there last night, that's the same approach that we're taking. So it's got to work for both sides. You know, the same as with, you know, players in our program now at McCook, whether they stay in McCook and play for the next guy, or they leave and go elsewhere, or they try and come to North Platte. It's North, you know, North Platte's a different situation. So we got to make sure that everything works out for everybody and everyone's on the same page, and it's the right decision and the right move at the right time for all parties involved.